What up, party people? This is Z.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. It's another roundup day. Lady Killers Part 2. Part 1 was a very long time ago, and we will go ahead and link that in the show notes, but this should be a really fun one that you can send your friends and your coworkers. So go ahead, pause, do that. We do not mind. We will be right here when you get back.
You just have to come back. That's all we ask, is that
don't
you come
back.
Don't
forget about us.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of combo episodes lately and roundups, and I have to say, I don't hate it. I'm actually really loving it. Maybe it's like my ADHD, but the rapid fire multi-topics, I'm into it. I'm super here for it. But before we get started, we got to do a show and tell. Z, do you have a show and tell for us today?
Yes. Okay. So I was scrolling through our Amazon storefront this morning to try to get some inspo for today's product recommendation. And we have so many good things. It's like perfect, especially if you are a parent, even if you're not a parent though, but if you are a parent, we have all of the best little shopping lists for indoors, outdoors, traveling, and just rando stuff, but solidly amazing items that you need around the house to just live your best life. And we made sure that they are like we didn't put any stupid things, any frivolous things. These are literal things that we use all the time, right? Like a car camera for your tiniest humans. I love mine every day. Every day I look back, not every day, but every time I'm in my car, and it's just so key. The book list that we have a true crime book list that you can
so many good books. Yeah.
Purchase or at least get some true crimey book recommendations. And I also saw a travel list that Amy put together from when we did our parenting chat on traveling with kiddos. Mm-hmm. And so for this week, that's what I am doing for my product recommendation. I am just going to add all of Roberto's favorite products for traveling. And he takes more than 52 flights a year, probably closer to like 100 flights a year. So he has some really cool knickknacks. So I have a little swing for you to put your feet in. And then I also have a couple of different travel pillows and essentials for you. Like that. And he's also a big penny pincher. So he makes sure that if he's going to spend the money, that it is for something he really likes. So even like cord organizers and the roll-up charger. Anything that's space saving, he's all about that. So I'll link, I think, 6 or 7 different products in Amazon store front.
I am an all the things buyer, and Z is like a know the things buyer. So I think between the two of us, we try to keep things relatively like to the point. Like Z said, nothing stupid, nothing that's like, you need this tissue box that's shaped like a nose or like something weird. Like it's like stuff you're going to actually use and like that you're going to want. But Roberto, you mentioned like a foot hammock thing, you know, like for flying.
Yes.
Does he have one of those and does he use it?
Yes. And if you use it, you cannot put your shoes in it because that would make it dirty. And you have to use it like this, and it has to go directly back in the bag, because if it doesn't go back in the bag, then it will not stay clean for Roberto. And it goes in a specific pouch in his backpack. He's very neurotic.
Sounds like it. I don't know that I want to play in Roberto's sandbox. That just does not sound fun to me.
That's why I don't travel for him.
Right. That's why it saves him some good coin, because he's not putting his dirty shoes in there and it lasts him for a long time. So that's good.
Exactly. And he's chill about a lot of other things, just not about like his things, if that makes sense, right?
I think it makes sense. No, it
does. Clothing, his cars. But if we're going somewhere, he's chill. Like, I think he would play in a sandbox with him, just not in his sandbox. No.
Right.
Because he wouldn't want you in there.
Sand in his sandbox. Right. Because he doesn't want.
Yeah. He'd be very upset.
In a sandbox. Mm-hmm. But also, I will.
He really doesn't like sand either, though. Heads up. Just like.
Well, good. Then we're in agreement because I'm also not a huge fan of sand. I'll look at your list because my husband, Chris, also travels a lot for work. And he buys.
I'm adding some stuff that.
So.
Does he? Okay, because I'm adding some stuff because I've gone through the viral TikToks and I think that's what I'm going to get Roberto this year for Christmas is a bunch of just like random travel things that he has not purchased for himself, but I think that he will really like. And also remember, he gets to like just fucking princess it up. So he doesn't have like 8 kids. Like it's just him when he's on the flight.
Yeah.
So he can use all of these little gadgets. Whereas with me, with my crotch goblin, like I'm never gonna have the opportunity swing my feet for what I'm gonna have to probably pace up and down the aisle for half of it with a stupid baby. I love my baby. He's great
and also not stupid. He's very smart. No, I love that. I am obsessed with all of the like lists that you can get on like Facebook with like 100
but I never buy anything.
Me either, but I look at all of them. I'm so obsessed. So check out our list. We will add some amazing things for you to find out. And before you check out that list, let's talk about some killer ladies, shall we?
Let's do it.
So the last time it's a good one. And there are a couple of newbies, but a couple of old faves. So it's really good. So let's start with our first one. Probably 100% the oldest one on our list. Elizabeth Bathory. Have you guys ever heard of her? You might be familiar with her as the Blood Countess. We covered her, I think, in a duel episode and then ended up giving her her own episode at some point. Or maybe we gave the other person their own episode. We've covered her before, but she's one of my faves. She used her wealth and position, allegedly, to torture those that she considered beneath her. So she was already from like a prominent noble family in Hungary in like the 1500s. So this is a very, very long time ago. She married into another family of nobility when she got married to somebody named Count Ferenc Nasty in 1579. So Count Nasty. Oh my God. Please, can we get t-shirts that say that? Because we just need to. Sources.
With a crown
yes.
on the side of Count.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Can we get.
Should we put the Count from fucking Sesame Street?
Oh my God. All the things. There's so much merch running through my head right now.
That'd be very on brand.
It really would be. Because it's also kids. So good. So she apparently convinced her husband to build a torture chamber in the castle that they shared.
Allegedly.
All of this is alleged. And we can't ask her because it was a very long time ago. And she's dead.
She's dead.
Yes. But it is said that she killed over 600 girls, mostly between the ages of 10 and 14, which in the 1500s, I mean, is practically
that's a full-grown woman.
Right, but like still 10 to 14-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not great. But she would torture them by jamming pins and needles under their fingernails, tying them down, smearing them with honey, and leaving them to be attacked by bees and ants. Her power, like her nobility, kept her out of prison until 1610, when she decided peasant girls are no longer for her anymore. She moved on to like targeting the daughters of other local nobility.
Because they were like sending them to her because she also was known to be like a good or fair ruler, basically, otherwise, and she was running her own shit while her husband was away. And she was rocking it. So these predominant men and noble women's and stuff, they were sending over their children's to her so she could rear them in a similar fashion. Bam, killed them.
Yes. And 1611, she was convicted of 80 counts of murder. And instead of putting her in prison, they closed her off in like a section of her castle only to have like a little space where they could put food and air. She lasted about 3 years in her little home prison. She was on house arrest for real. And she died 3 years later in 1614. So she's the one, if you've listened to this episode before, and I'll have to go back and link it in the show notes, with the mirror that she had, like this big badass mirror built that she could sit on and like look at herself for hours. And she may or may not have soaked in virgin blood in order to keep herself young, which, I mean, if you can prove that that's going to keep my skin looking good. We talked about tallow a couple episodes ago.
Exactly, than the vampire facials.
Right, that you like stick the needles.
I mean, yeah, that's your own blood, but are you sure? It could be somebody else's. You don't know. You didn't. Are you sitting there watching the entire time?
Yeah, while they're pulling blood out your body. But can I just request that you don't get it from 10 to 14-year-old girls? Okay, like yeah, somebody, whoever you're getting the blood from.
Maybe legal age of consent.
Yes, mm-hmm. For sure. But yes, so Elizabeth Bathory, aka the Blood Countess. Love her. She's just the best.
I want her mirror so bad. She had armrests. She couldn't sit down, but she had like armrests so she could stand for longer.
That's right, because of her clothing. She had like, it's all like bone corsets and stuff, uh-huh. So she couldn't sit. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So she had like little armrests. You know, like the app machine.
She could like lean, right? She could just like lean and take a little beauty rest.
Exactly. I really want her mirror. It just sounds so cool. I wish I could have found a picture, but I couldn't find anything similar because I wanted one in my house.
You're like, for Christmas, Roberto, this is what I want you to order me. I love it.
And make sure that I can fucking prop myself up and just gaze into my own eyes for hours. Thank you.
I
want
to sit more. Come on. I love it.
Okay, next up.
Who's our next? Yeah.
Our gal, Hell's Bell, otherwise known as Belle Gunness. You know her. We know her. If you haven't heard, I'm sorry for you and listen up now. She would put out articles in the local Lonely Hearts columns in the newspaper to meet men. Okay. She poisoned husbands, her own kids. She owned a pig farm, which you know is like a secret dream of mine. And she even potentially faked her own death. They say that the body that they found was inches shorter. 2 or 3 inches shorter, 50 pounds either lighter or heavier. I forget which way. I think it was lighter. And since it was found after a fire was set to the house and said remains were found after the fire, it wasn't the easiest to identify back in 1908. So, who knows? Most of us believe that she set fire to the house. Why, I don't know. But the fire is what alerted the police to come to the hog farm. They found more than 6 different human remains that she had buried throughout the property. Straight up, they said, after 5 or 6, we just stopped counting. Why did they stop counting? I don't know. That doesn't sound very police investigatory work to me. Who am I? Who am I, though? I'm just a fucking stay-at-home mom with 2 kids and no policing degree. So I'm just the idiot next door. And I've got, who's to say? Not me. I'm not the authority on this, obviously. But they said after they found 5 to 6 different human remains, again, that she had buried throughout her pig farm. Because if you are killing somebody in general, if you want to become a serial killer, this is not advice. You know, hashtag don't sue me, hashtag just kidding. If you want to commit murders, get yourself a hog farm, a pig farm, because pigs will eat anything. And so, yeah, they had just found just various body parts just all over the place because she would like hack them up. And then just sweet, and here they'd come.
Feed them to the pigs, yeah, and they'd eat it. They'd eat all the peoples. Yes. Wasn't she also the one that was either having an affair with, like, the farmhand or convinced him to light the fire, or that he had something to do with the arson. And I feel like it was because he was in
maybe
love
he
with
was
her.
Gonna yeah maybe he was about to turn on her, and that's why they had to start the fire or something.
Maybe. I don't remember. I just remember him being involved. But yeah, there is some like theory that she did not die in this fire, that she escaped, but like straight up like pushed her kids in and was like, see ya. So
yeah,
not
her
so
kids
great
died.
Yeah, everybody died. They thought everybody died, but because of the discrepancies with the body, there's thought that like she went on and like still killed more people after that. Like it was, she went on and assumed this other life.
Lydia Sherman style, moved
Lydia Sherman style
and called herself a new name
pretty much.
And that was that.
And that was that. She is one of my faves that we've ever covered. So I love that she pops up every once in a while, just reminding us how much we
love her. It's one of my favorite episodes that we've ever recorded. And so if you have heard about her three times now from us, you're welcome. It is because she's just one of my favorite people, and can't stop, won't stop with my Hell's Bell.
Same's here. Okay, so number three is actually three different women.
I thought you'd really like this.
Very excited to talk about this, because
I was like, oh, fucking Amy's gonna love
yesterday I was looking at something about them. So Leslie Van Houten, Patricia Krenwinkel, and Susan Atkins, all three of these women were part of the Manson family. Charles Manson was a criminal mastermind who had the other members of his family, so very culty, do his killings for him. Susan Atkins, Leslie Van Houten, and Patricia Krenwinkel were all members of the Manson family, and they helped to carry out the group's most notorious murders at the LaBianca and the Tate residences. So you've probably heard about the Susan Tate case. Yes. If you've heard about the Manson case before. I don't know much about the LaBianca one. I'm going to be honest, I've not done a lot of research into the Manson family, because Charles Manson kind of gives me the creeps.
Me either.
But I was
watching.
Yeah, I was watching this show called The Clearing on Hulu, which is based after the family cult, which is another cult we covered not too long ago.
Ooh, yes.
And you know how like you watch something and then it's like, you'd also like these things. So my stuff is all full of like true crime stuff. But there is a new show out. I don't think it's new, but it's a documentary. It came from the History Channel. You can find it on Hulu. It's like what happened after the Manson murders. And so it's like what transpired afterwards. So super fascinated into learning more about that. But Susan Atkins was convicted of 8 counts of first degree murder, and she died in prison in 2009. Patricia is still serving time in California for her 7 murder convictions. And Leslie, who was the third woman, was convicted of assisting in the murder of Leno and Rosemary Bianca, LaBianca, and recently had her parole overturned in California. So she was found not eligible for parole. So that's super fascinating. The Manson case is definitely one that is super widely covered. So I don't know that it's one we would ever cover like full out, because just like, Lacey Peterson, and like there are like full ass like podcasts like dedicated strictly to,
and so many different shows like full series and documentaries and docuseries and he's just so much. There's so much to know, then I don't want to.
And you talk about like, we cover a lot of true crimey people, and I'm a visual person. I always want to see what they look like, what they thought they looked like, all of those things. There is something about that man's personhood that just gives me the heebie-jeebs. Like,
he has no soul. His eyes look like the devil.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I don't often get like, ooh, that
he looks like Sirius Black from Harry Potter. And so that's why I don't understand why everybody thought that guy was hot. Sirius is so hot. And I'm like, I don't know. He looks like Charles Manson.
listen, there's a lot of people who are super into like death row inmates. So
yes.
It's not for
yes.
me.
He, in fact, a lot of people were really into him. A lot yeah. of people sent him. And tried to marry him and all sorts of, he had a very devout following still.
Which is something
when
I
went
don't
to jail.
Understand. People who are like, oh, you're a murderer and I want to marry you because I know you're in prison and I know like I'm cool with that you murdered people.
Yeah, I don't. No.
That's not for me.
Just long distance relationships aren't for me. I have to, you know, put that effort in. That's a lot.
Less to do with the murder and more to do with the fact that it's long distance and you're really doing all the work. You've got to go there every time. I'm not interested.
Yes.
I need
one-sided.
You to take me to the Olive Garden
Thank
every
you.
Once in a while, okay?
Aurora
oh my God.
Calls it the garden.
The Mom, garden.
The garden. You know, the place that I like, the garden.
Oh my God. Well, I grew up in the Midwest. So, like, Olive Garden is like, that's like a fancy restaurant. So,
I remember growing up, I thought that. Now I'm pretty sure that we spend almost as much at McDonald's as we do.
My God. Yeah. No kidding.
Olive Garden. I used to be like, oh my God, this place is so expensive. It's not, people. If you're listening to this and you're under 18, don't. And two, your parents are lying to you, and the Olive Garden really isn't that expensive. Okay.
And also, in this economy, everything is expensive. So it's the other thing. So, but enough about the Olive Garden. We have one
last
more
person.
Lady killer.
Yes. Death Row Granny was a nickname given to Velma Barfield, a woman convicted of killing at least four people in North Carolina, including her own mother and two husbands. She said she did so by adding arsenic to their food or drinks. She had a soft Southern drawl, and in true grandma style, she really liked to crochet and crochet dolls specifically.
Creepy.
Yes. She only admits to killing her mother and two husbands, but there were multiple other people in her life who died under mysterious circumstances, including her second husband, who died suddenly of like a random heart ailment. Sounds like poison to me.
Yeah.
And her first husband died in a house fire. I mean, that's not her norms, but that was her first husband. Maybe she was just practicing.
Right. She's just getting her feet wet. She's trying to figure out
and
how
then she
this
was
whole
like,
thing works.
Man, I don't want to have to buy another
house,
new wardrobe again.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to poison these next couple because that fire. Yes, that fire. Yes, insurance was great for that, but also the payout wasn't good enough for me to want to do it again. So maybe that was it. All the people that she murdered were publicly mourned by her. And I say this because she actually attended their funerals and she seemed very distraught. Like she was like seen publicly mourning them. At her trial in 1978, she claimed the devil made her do it. And that she, yeah, okay. I mean, yes, he did. Yes, that is correct. Yes. I mean, demons in you, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Yes. Something's malfunctioning in you, and this is what happened. And she had never intended to kill her relatives. Okay. She was the first woman in 22 years to have been given the death penalty in North Carolina.
Wow.
And this was in 1984
wow.
that she was given the axe, not the actual axe.
Right. Probably.
She's done dead now.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Did they do lethal injection there? Maybe.
I don't know. It's the Carolinas, so it could have been a chair. It was the 80s, the early 80s, so it could have been the chair. I don't know. I wouldn't have put it past the Carolinas, just like I wouldn't put it past Texas.
That's true. That is true. I have never heard of this lady before. Why is it that arsenic is always the choice? Like, here's the thing.
Is it just easy to get? Is it cheap? Readily
available?
I mean,
because I think you can get it relatively easy, but
is it tasteless?
It seems like
you
it doesn't.
Googled that before, but now
I
can't
remember.
I did, remember.
And now it's tasteless and odorless, and I think that's why people use it, because you can't tell, like, what is inside of it. But I don't she did die by lethal injection. I feel like this is similar. So a couple episodes ago, we did it was a different Lady Killers, but it was a, it was, they were talking caregiver killers. That's what it was. It was all about caregivers.
Yeah, and, but I was like, didn't we just do this? I know. No, it was different. No, it's
different. Those were
slightly
right. A little bit. They're all murderers. But our whole shtick we were talking about in that episode was these people who kill family members or people that they love, and then they don't expect, like, that doesn't ever go well. Like, how many people do you think are really getting, I feel like we hear about this enough that it's like, not everybody's getting away with that. So I feel like arsenic is kind of, it's a risky choice.
Yes.
I think it's not nice. And you kill, how many husbands did you have? If she killed two, and she had two that also died that she said she didn't kill, I mean,
I think she had to have had like
multiple,
four husbands,
seven or eight, maybe, who knows?
Yeah,
but that is. And also, don't say the devil made you do it. Number one, I think it gives people who use religion as a weapon the like ammunition to continue to use religion as a weapon. Do I think that there are people who have a mental illness and think like that this person is evil and I have to kill them because of whatever? Mm-hmm. But isn't it kind of like saying your dog ate your homework? I just don't think that we should say that. But that's just me, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe she really believed that. Can you tell mentally unstable people what's making them mentally unstable? Maybe it really was the... I mean, honestly and truly, like very unsarcastically, like I do think that some, like, if you want to call it, if you want to name it something and you want to call it the devil or something, like, I do believe in stuff like that. Or just like, if that's what you want to name your mental illness or something, yes.
Sure.
So maybe she felt like the devil was telling her.
Do I agree with you that that is potentially also a possibility that there are dark forces that could do those things? Sure. I think that those types of things exist. I think there are definitely people out there who are driven by, I'd call it a spirit, call it the devil, call it whatever. I definitely think that is a possibility. But I think when people say things like the devil did blah, 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 it just makes it seem like there is a person somewhere. Like pulling the puppet strings and making you, like, nobody made you do those things. Now maybe you were mentally unwell and you couldn't stop those thoughts or you couldn't stop that, you know, emotion from doing those things. I don't know, but she is not nice.
I agree. Okay. Do you have a favorite? Will you pick a favorite from the four? Like
I will not pick a favorite because I can't. I love all of these women like they were just in our own little clan. Hell's Bells is the third host of this podcast. Like, she just has now become that. So she will always be my number one. That episode was maybe by far the most fun to record. And also, she's just always going to be on my list. The Blood Countess, I feel like, is what started my love for, like, creepy old-timey ladies that, like, murder. I was very anti-historical cases until we covered the Blood Countess.
Lucretia
Borgia.
I loved her.
And now I'm, like, just in love with all of those old-timey cases. And then this Manson case, like, that is one that I don't know a lot about, and I just saw that documentary, and so now maybe I will start. So Hell's Bells will always be my number one, but if I'm being honest, Old Lady Granny Killers, which we have covered several of recently, make me more uneasy than Creepy Children. So it's a no thank you for me.
The fact that she was knitting dolls make her both my favorite from this episode and also my least favorite.
Okay.
It gives me the icks. It gives me the major icks. And fuck yes, I need more old women who are just knitting in their spare time and murdering on
when
the others.
When they've run out of yarn.
Yeah,
I'm out of yarn. Who am I going to kill now? This is enough. What is it that saying? The idle hands are the devil's plaything. Yes. So, like, this lady, when she's done crocheting, she just has to to murder.
She's driving to Michael's. Clearly, she has to hit somebody with her car.
On purpose, not on accident. The devil made her do it, and she just chose. She chose, yes. Velma's your choice. Velma's your top.
Oh, 100% out of this episode. Velma could sit with me. I do want to learn how to knit dolls.
I just won't
accept food or drink from her because... Well,
100%. Put that yarn anywhere near your mouth. And don't let Ren put it in his mouth. Let's just be clear. Let's make some boundaries before you guys hang out.
Ren has to stay at home then.
Right. He's not allowed to be around.
I can't keep anything out of his mouth, to be honest.
It's true. I saw on TikTok, somebody was crochet. I'm not a crocheter. I can knit, but I can really only knit a straight line. Like, I can't knit anything like cool. But somebody was crocheting a balloon animal.
Oh, it was Elisa Myers.
Yes, Elise Myers. Yes. Yeah. She was learning how to do a balloon animal. And I was like, I want to learn how to do that.
Okay. Well, I'll link these in our Amazon store for you. Okay. And these are going to be for your kids. And you're going to get these things. And they're called Wobbles. And they come with the whole thing, including a tutorial. I wanted to get it for my niece, but instead she wants a sewing machine, which I'm very excited about. But the sewing machine is, of course, more money. It's fucking $150.
It's like so expensive. Yeah.
Birthday gift. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she wants a sewing machine, and I'm not about getting them stuff. But like, that's a really cool thing. Like, I was sewing with my grandma when I was her age too. So I'm a sucker for shit like that. I'm a sucker for if she tells me and it's like a crafting or like an art or like music or just anything that just helps her tap into like the inner rainbow sparkle sunshine inside of her little body, inside of her little heart. I'm gonna buy it. So I'm buying her a stupid fucking sewing machine. But the Wobbles are so cute, and you can get all different kinds. And they have like, they're like $35 each, which does make it too expensive in my personal opinion. But also, I haven't purchased it yet. So who am I to say? Right. I want them, but it's too expensive for me to have already purchased it for myself. Right. However, you're in a cabin in the woods waiting to get murdered. So you might as well, like you said, idle hands are the devil's
play. Yeah, I might as well need something to do.
Yes. And you could do this with Hayden and Milo too. And maybe Chris would even sit down with you one night while y'all are watching something and have it be part of TV thing. Cause I feel like he's more crafty. See, Roberto's not crafty. So he would not, I don't think he would enjoy that.
He's not. Chris is doing stupid puzzles right now. I hate them.
Okay. Fair enough.
But he could do his puzzle. I refuse to do puzzles with my husband because he's very bossy and he only wants to do them a certain way. And so I don't want to play. I don't want to play with you because you're being irritating.
That's why I don't play things, because I'm irritating. Yeah. So I don't play things. Everybody else can play and I will watch you guys because I don't like this. Nobody's playing it right.
He does not. He feels the same way. So I'm like, no, thank you. But that might be. I just looked them up on the Amazon. So you'll have
to link
them in our
store.
They're so
cute, right?
They are cute.
And there's like a $90 starter pack or something that's got like a dino. And
all the different ones. Oh, that's
cool. Like three different ones. And then you can, get one each month or something like that. But supposedly it makes it really easy. I don't know if it's crocheting or knitting. I'll be honest. I never know the difference between the two of them. I know there's a difference, and I know it when somebody reminds me, and then 5 seconds later, that knowledge has left my brain and I don't anymore.
For everyone listening and not Z, because she's not going to remember, knitting is two needles and crocheting is just one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I had learned how to – so this is crocheting?
Yeah, no. Just with two needles,
it's knitting. Are the Wobbles knitting though, or are they crocheting?
It looks like they're crochet. It looks like it. Yeah,
my niece is learning one of them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I don't know if she had two needles or one needle. I don't know. It's all the same to me. I know it's completely different. I do understand.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to be able to crochet back in the day, but my brain just no comprehendos. I do not understand the difference. And to me, it's all the same.
I like knitting because with crocheting, and talk about old granny killers, with crocheting, you have to be able to like crochet in a straight line, and mine would always turn out really wonky. But with knitting, like you're literally knitting onto the needle, so there's no way you're going to mess it up unless you drop a stitch. So it makes it easier for me. But I do like to knit. When I worked, I did a year of AmeriCorps, which is like the Peace Corps in America. And I worked in a homeless shelter. We did like, it was like a homeless prevention program. And it was very stressful. And one of the people that I worked with taught us all how to knit. And like, that's what we did for like release, like of
so instead of drinking yourself into oblivion, that's smart. So you all have livers still. That's good. Yeah.
And it was at the time I was a smoker, and like, so it's like you either sit around and you smoke all day or you like do something else, which was like really not good. So So,
well, and that's back when cigarettes started to get really expensive too. The other day, somebody in front of me paid for a pack of cigarettes and it was like $12 and something cents. And I was like, what the fuck? I remember when I was 18 and I could legally buy cigarettes. I bought them for $3.10.
Yeah. They were like $3 when I first
$3.10. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still remember because I was a heavy smoker too.
And I'm glad I don't do that. And I'm glad you don't just do
because,
that anymore.
It's one because you smell and it's hard to like breathe. It's like not good for you. And two, because it's so expensive. So expensive.
I can't. I mean, I'm contemplating buying a $40 wobble. You think I'm going to buy a $12 pack of cigarettes? Get out of town. I don't think so.
To throw in the trash, though, eventually, you know, because you don't have anything afterwards. With a wobble, you have a cute knickknack.
Yeah, you have something cute you can give away, or you can.
You learned a new skill.
I do.
You did something valuable with your time instead of
polluting
the air.
Yeah, sitting around. Yeah, no, I get it. Well, these were great. Good job coming up with all these people. I love a good roundup. Oh my gosh, it's my favorite.
Yes. We hope you also like it as well. In your next couple of days before our newer episode comes out, which will be another true crime case, go ahead and check out our socials. Look at the products that we recommended in our Amazon storefront. Just click the link in our profile. Go under Shop Our Favorites. It will take you directly there. Also in the show notes, we will, you know, provide one of those linkety links as well. And we will meet you back here in 7 entire days. And until then, just, you know, be you. And don't murder people. Learn how to crochet. Learn how to knit. And don't put arsenic in anybody's food. Okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.